This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Hello and welcome everyone. You're listening to Rebecca Davison here on Plains FM and this is the Find Your Bliss show. Welcome, welcome. I'm excited to be connecting with you today. So today we are going to be talking about a big question, and I think this is going to really activate a lot of energy for people, because the people that I attract are usually this type of person. And that question is, are you a spiritual leader? You know, how do you know if you're a spiritual leader? Well, usually your intuition is going to show you, right? And it's going to show you because it's going to show you that you're really interested in all things spiritual. You're going to be have a resonance with all things spiritual. You're going to be a person who's probably lived many lifetimes before, right, in that space of having assisted or helped other people. You're going to be a kind of person who has an innate desire to help other people or to help people to achieve their full potential. Now, you know, I call myself an intuitive coach, but I probably have to clarify that a little bit. What does intuitive mean? Intuitive, of course, if you look at the word, if you break it down, it means inner guidance, essentially. So I help people, you know, I coach people in regards to their own inner guidance. But, you know, so I'm not just a regular coach that'll tell you what to do. I'm the kind of coach who will help to facilitate you coaching yourself. You know, you're the one who will give yourself the inner guidance. You're the one who will know, right, what the best result is for you. And that's so important as a proposition. So like they say, you know, it's easy to give somebody a fish, but it's a whole different story, right, to teach somebody how to fish for themselves. And that's very definitely what intuitive coaching is all about. It is about helping other people to step into their own power proposition. So I want to talk to this today, and, you know, I want you to help to recognize, you know, are you a spiritual leader yourself? And also too, you know, that can have, there's a lot of boldness in that statement, right? But you will know if you're listening to this, you will know if this is landing with you. You know, maybe you have got interests in the supernatural. Maybe you talk to dead people. You know, maybe you use your intuitive gifts to manifest amazing things. Maybe you see energy, or maybe you're very sensitive to energy. A lot of empaths are intuitive, right? And or are very spiritual, you know, connected to other frequencies of energy. You know, if you've ever been told that you're really sensitive, or that you're a dreamer, or you're too sensitive, right, there's a good chance that you are in connection with otherworldly gifts. So I wanted to bring some more clarity to this as well. And I also want to share this information with you guys too, because that's what I do as part of my role as a facilitator, as I help people to step into their spiritual gifts. And I'm also doing this in conjunction with my coach training, which is happening again soon. The prospectus for that will be out very shortly. And I want to share this information to help people who are ready to step into their true authentic power to answer the call, right, to be the person who has enough courage to move beyond your own resistance and actually move into that place where you are responding to the resonance that's already within you. You know, so there's going to be people who will listen to this and they will be like, yes, that is absolutely me. You will feel it on some level. This is how intuitive guidance works. So, and often too, right, the people who are attracted to the work they do, they are light workers. They are people who are tuned in to their spiritual self. They're choosing to listen to their soul. They're choosing to step in to a space that is not of the rational mind. You know, intuitive guidance is not rational and it's not logical. It is beyond the mind. But the beautiful thing too, like we have on the rational plane, right, we give so much credence to the rational mind being the highest form of intelligence. It is not. We all know that the subconscious is more powerful than the rational mind, and it drives a lot of the choices that we make because it's made up of all the inventory of beliefs that we have about what we believe to be true. However, your superconscious, right, your connection to source energy is more powerful still. And this is the frequency that we need to go to be able to do like a cleansing inventory of our subconscious so we can actually live on this earth plane free of energy, limitation, contraction, barriers, limits that we impose upon ourselves and then say that that is true or that is what life is. Right, so this is a call out to all the people who are ready to facilitate others into their greatness. You know, if that is you, this call today is for you. This call is for those people who are ready to step into their true power. They're ready to step into their authenticity. You know, one of the amazing things about intuitive and spiritual development is there's no need for a mask anymore. You know, I've lived maskless for 5 years now. Once upon a time, you know, like literally to go to work, it would be like I was putting on armor. I would put on, you know, my suit, my uniform, and it was like armor. And it was exhausting, right, to be in a space where I was showing up inauthentically. You know, it was really hard work to be carrying that kind of energy, as opposed to letting the mask fall away and kind of being in a space now where I get to be myself, right? I get to embrace my woo-woo and my weirdness and my wonderfulness and to just truly be myself and know that that is enough. Right? I don't have to try and impress anybody. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to get a particular result to please anybody. I can just be who I am and know that I am love and I get to share that with other people. I want to share inspiration with people in spirit, inspiration. I want to share that energy with people. So I'm asking for spiritual leaders to start putting their hands up and to start saying, I'm ready, right? I'm ready to help the planet raise its vibration. I'm ready to step into my own authentic power. Now often people get charged on the word power, right? What I mean by power is, I mean that you place your connection to source energy as your highest priority. So that means that you're using your intuition for everything. Everything comes from source. So what does it take to be that person who chooses to be so tuned into their intuition that they're going to that space first for everything? And I literally mean everything, like what toothpaste you buy, where you go grocery shopping, where your vegetables have the highest frequency of energy because you're going to be putting that energy in your body, the thoughts that you think, right? Instead of adhering to fear-based thoughts, do you have a skill set to move beyond that and know how to get your intuitive guidance? Are you doing it all the time? So this is really, again, a call for people who are ready to be immersed in their intuitive guidance. And to open all the doors and open up all the opportunities that are available to you when you do. I'm very passionate about people moving into spiritual integrity. You know, the intuitive coaching world, I'm going to say it, right? It is unregulated. So what we need is we need a new breed of spiritual leaders who are ready to come into alignment with the highest forms of integrity. There is nothing more horrifying, right, than going to, I've had this happen to me, and I've also seen it happen to other people, where, and I don't want to put dispersion out there, but let's just say, I'm just going to use very generic terms, but I've had people who have read cards before, right, and they have told you things that have been so disempowering, right? Have you ever had like somebody read your cards or tell you your future, right? And then, you know, they say, like a friend of mine, this happened to her, right? She was devastated in a relationship with a guy, totally in love with him. Things weren't that great. She went and saw a tarot card reader. The tarot card reader said, he's not the one for you. She felt totally judged and decimated. But, you know, that's not a powerful choice, right? If somebody, if you're intuitive and you pick that up, that somebody's, you know, that relationship's not destined, there's another way of expressing that, right? There's a way that's in more integrity and more truth, which is, you know, there are other opportunities available for you in regards to love. I feel like this is a journey for you in regards to you stepping into your true power. You know, instead of the guy's not right for you and essentially you're making a mistake, right? So, and spiritual integrity is so important. And for, you know, because I train coaches, and as part of that, I have definitely drilled into them, you are the one who's going to be accountable. There's nobody in this industry who's going to turn around and say, hey, you're not doing it right. So you need to be in the utmost integrity, which is being honest with yourself in every given moment around your actions. You know, I do not want people, you know, I've had people do this before too, and I've just been like, oh, that is so ugly. You know, that is not a cool vibration. Where people have done things like, oh, I've just checked in with your chakras and you're off balance, so I've just adjusted that for you. That is not coming from a place of power. That is not spiritual integrity. That is rooted in powerlessness, right? So as a spiritual leader, you need to really be on the button in regards to like calling yourself on your own BS. You need to know what it takes to get out of your own way consistently. And you have to be in service to your clients, right? If you want to serve at a big level, you, and this is the beautiful thing, right? If you're connected to your intuition is going to show you where you're out of alignment, right? It's going to show you where your ego is getting in the way. It is going to show you where you are dropping the ball when it comes to being in service. So, you know, I think it's important to highlight these things as well. You know, where we do acts that are powerless. You know, like one thing that I really started to do, and I had to call myself on it and clear the energy out of my field, right? As I was so excited about intuitive development that I kind of went into a little bit of judgment, right, about people who weren't choosing that. And I went into a little bit of arrogance. And I remember, you know, talking to my intuition about it, right? And kind of being like, you know, it's so frustrating that other people don't get this stuff. And then it was just kind of like move back into acceptance, right? People are at where they're at. If you stay in your own lane, if you speak your truth, you will attract the people who are ready. And sometimes when you meet people, they're not ready, right? They're not ready to reach for their big dreams. They're not ready to go for their big goals. There has to be some other kind of soul journey that takes place before those people are ready to step into their greatness, you know? And again, but being loving and accepting around that rather than kind of being judgmental and kind of a little bit arrogant, right? So again, you know, this is what it means to be in spiritual integrity. And this is what I'm so passionate about. And so is the Academy, right? As the leader of the Intuitive Life Academy, I'm incredibly passionate about people being in the highest level of honesty, integrity, and truth with themselves in regards to doing spiritual work. It is imperative. You know, as a coach, right, one of the big things that often occurs, and it's kind of part of the process, is that you might get triggered by your own clients, right? If you are truly being in service and allowing yourself to be that vulnerable, and I've noticed this before myself, you know, like I've often had clients and it's been fascinating where maybe you get 5 clients in 1 week who all have the same issue, right? That's kind of like a direct reflection for your own soul work, right? But again, knowing how to navigate that and deal with that and clear your own blocks as you go. So when I do clearing work, I get the clearing as well. You know, it's a win-win situation. It's mutually beneficial. The more I help people, the better I become at it. Just like any vocation, right? The more you show up, the more you do it, the more you master it. But I want to shout out to people who are spiritual leaders. What are you doing about that? You know, are you stepping into your full potential? You know, are you ready to serve at a deeper level? You know, because doing spiritual work at this kind of level is all about service. It is about getting out of your own way, helping the energy flow, trusting your gifts, and being in service to a huge amount of people. And the planet needs it, right? The planet needs more light, more love, more balance, right? I've talked about this before, especially in regards to the masculine and feminine energies that we all come up against, that, you know, the predominant energy on the planet is out of balance. You know, we've seen, you know, the patriarchy that has taken place. And of course, that is swinging back round with women stepping more into their power. But the ultimate goal for harmony on planet Earth is the balance between the masculine and feminine. And we are not there yet. But we need conscious spiritual leaders to realize that harmony comes from balance. It doesn't mean that women are better than men or men are better than women. It means that we are treating each other like equals. So I'm really doing a call out to spiritual leaders. Please connect with me. This is the vision that I'm wanting to create, where we are in balance and harmony, where you are using your intuitive gifts to inspire others, and that you're doing it at a high level. You're doing it in huge integrity, and you're also doing it in a way that is profitable. Why is the profitability piece so important? If you are not profitable, you will not be able to continue to serve. I'm going to say that again. If you're not profitable, you won't be able to continue to serve. And the world needs people who are able to serve. So you need to be profitable and to be able to relax, enjoy it, and to be good at what you're doing. If you're worried about money as a spiritual leader, you know, if that's a real block from you, that's going to be holding you back from really developing your spiritual gifts. And I see this all the time, right? Because there is this old paradigm on the planet, which is often really kind of medieval, which is that spirituality and money do not go hand in hand. If you are a spiritual leader, you need to be profitable. You need to be abundant. Why? Because you need to be running that energy to show other people how it's done, right? Where does money come from? Everything comes from source. Money comes from source energy. What does it take to create an amazing relationship with it? So this is a huge component, right, of spiritual mastery. And how do we embody these energies so we can actually move into that space where we can serve at the highest levels, that we can feel supported by money and safe to relax and to share our gifts with other people? So again, you know, this is my pre-launch essentially for the Intuitive Life Academy coach training. You know, what kind of things will you learn in coach training? You'll learn how to tap into your intuition. You know, you'll learn what it is to know how to read energy really quickly, right? To be able to walk into a room and know what's up, right? Know where the energy is expanded, know where the energy is contracted. You'll learn how to ask great questions. You know, great question can change your life. You know, just like that question, right? What's the energetic frequency of a multimillionaire? If I was choosing that for myself, what would I need to be doing? What energy would I need to be running? Or what choices would I be making that are different than perhaps from the choices I made yesterday in regards to being able to create that as my reality? Why would you want to be that wealthy? Why would you want to be that wealthy? If you are that wealthy, imagine the level of reach that you have, the ability to impact people in a positive way. You know, if you're looking, because money in itself is a piece of plastic paper, or it is here in New Zealand, but it's paper essentially, right? What you make it is what you make it. So what energy are you putting into it? I see money as just energy. It is creator energy. It is funding, right? It brings more fun into your life. So if you're holding more of it by being really profitable or really abundant, you have the ability to impact more people. It is a noble cause to choose to be wealthy, and it is an even more noble cause to choose to be wealthy when it comes to your spiritual gifts. So this is a shout out to all those people who are hiding, right? Anywhere you're hiding behind the curtain and going, I'm not connected, or I don't have intuitive gifts, or anywhere you're just thinking you're staying stuck in the energy of like, I'm too sensitive, right? That is a gift. Please connect with your tribe of people who will show you that sensitivity is a divine gift and how to make it work for you in a way that truly serves you and other people, and in a way that can bring you profit, right? Are you going to choose to allow yourself to know psychically all the answers to any of the questions that you have. Are you going to choose to be that powerful? This is the call to you. If you're feeling this energy in your body, if it's stirring within you, then please reach out to me, RebeccaDavison.life. Click on consult and organize your appointment to have a conversation with me about the coach training. Because this is an opportunity to step into a space where you're going to be supported and facilitated into dropping away all the barriers, all the limitations, all the beliefs that you have, where you have told yourself that I don't know. Now, if you listened to last week's call, we talked about the imagination, right? These are the kind of elements that we will be doing. We'll be activating your imagination. Your imagination is the gateway to your intuition. That is also another quote by Einstein. Do you think if we celebrate him as a genius and he had so much affection for his own intuition that possibly that it could be an amazing gift to cultivate? Absolutely. Right? What's it going to take to listen to a bona fide genius and to follow his advice? You're going to start activating your imagination as you come into the space to be able to create your future. You're going to be able to create a really big vision for your life and be able to step into it and be able to step into it energetically. So that means it goes beyond the mind. You don't have to listen to your mind's resistance or doubt or fear. You can step into that space and really become it. You know, energy works so much faster than thought. You think about it. What is the speed of light? I don't even know. I need to Google that, right? But it's really fast, right? It's like instantaneous, right? And the thing is as well, this is the thing about light. There is so much light in the universe that our eyes can actually only perceive a very small percentage. But that light is everywhere. So what I'm doing a shout out is essentially asking people to step into that light, to be aware of this conscious energy that is all around you, that is talking to your soul every day. You know, if you want some guidance and clarity on regards to how to create a very profitable future for yourself, when it comes to that, then this is what I would encourage you to step into. You know, and also too, it's time. You know, the planet needs you. The planet needs your unique skill set. The planet needs you to step up, right? Excuse me, it is New Zealand Music Month, the month of May. So we have a wee treat here from an oldie but a goodie. Really funny thing for me, quick story about Fat Freddy's Drop. First time I ever heard Fat Freddy's Drop was actually in the UK at an amazing concert in Wales. So this is Hope and Joy.
Just beyond my reach, not beyond my sight. Hope for a generation. Hope for a generation. Just beyond my reach, not beyond my sight. Hope for a generation. Keep me, not gonna let them hold me, not gonna let
tell me no. I want to drip like honey from the honeybee. I want to walk from the river down to the sea.
Good old cruisy tune there from good old Fat Freddy's Drop. I hope you're enjoying May, the New Zealand Music Month, and pulling out some old tunes and some new ones and appreciating New Zealand music and all the amazing artists that we have here. So we are talking about Are You a Spiritual Leader today on the Find Your Bliss show here at Plains FM. I'm Rebecca Davison. If you've just tuned in, you're more than welcome to check me out and learn a little bit more about me on rebeccadavison.life. I always offer a free 30-minute consultation if you'd like to connect and learn more about how intuitive coaching and can change your life, regards to giving you tools and tips in regards to how to transmute, shift energy to be able to create a life that you love. Today we're talking about spiritual leadership though, and you know, I've just touched on the need for spiritual integrity and how you know, in an unregulated industry, that's so important to learn how to you know, call ourselves on our own BS, but also to be in a space where we're you know, we're doing what it takes to get our ego out of the way so we can be in big in a lot of service to a lot of people. So, and I often see people again, I just touched on how a lot of spiritual workers get really stuck in the trap of poverty, you know, and I've often seen this too connected to past life energy, you know, and past life energy is kind of like a big topic, right? Like once upon a time, there was no way that I would have believed in past lives. But then, you know, I had somebody kind of explain it to me like this, and that was that we are all one energy. We know that, right? That's a spiritual law. We all have a soul and all our souls are connected. So that is the one energy, the universal mind energy, pure consciousness. So how does one energy experience itself? It has to create duality, which is where we come into a body, we incarnate into a body, and everybody has a separate body, even though we're all connected, and that's how we experience life. So anywhere you are, you know, all the people in your life are essentially a reflection of you, right? They're showing you elements of yourself. And some of those people in your life that you will really love and adore, and other people will probably feel more challenging, but that's all part of your soul journey. But when it comes to past lives, that's the explanation was, you know, well, if you are one energy and you're coming into a body to experience duality, if you are this one energy that is limitless and infinite, do you think it's possible that you may have incarnated in a body previously? And the answer to that is yes. I can give you quite a few reasons or examples of why I believe that to be true. One of them was that, you know, when I was younger, I just used to really like cowboy boots and cowboy kind of outfits, right? Like cowboy jeans and cowboy boots. And I even had like a little cowhide vest that I used to go clubbing with when I was younger. It's like a little moo cow vest. And, you know, attracted to kind of bandanas and cowboy hats and stuff like that. And then I had a reading and somebody was like, well, in a past life, you used to be, she didn't know this about me, but she was like, you used to be a cowboy in Montana. And I've been to Montana in the States before, and it was, resonated with it, right? I had an affinity with the place. It was beautiful, big sky country, they call it. And I was just like, wow, you know. Another experience I had was when I went to Egypt. I was like, I have been here before. You know, that unshakable knowing or deja vu, you may have experienced it as that. We've kind of been here before, or it's almost like the record skips a beat in regards to life. You can see kind of behind the cosmic curtain. But Egypt, I was definitely like, and I was so attracted to Egypt. Like, I was there for, I think, 6 weeks, and then I went back to the UK, and then I went back again for like another month because I was like, that is my spiritual home. So these kind of things can be an indication of your past lives. And if you are a spiritual leader, you can be damn sure that you have been one in a past life. But often too, what happens, right, is in that past life, we have experienced some kind of conflict or some kind of energy that has prevented us from truly stepping into our potential. However, all that cellular memory can be in our body. So if we want to be really conscious and to move forward in leaps and bounds, we kind of need to clear up anywhere there's any karmic debt, right? I've seen a lot of people who have have been in situations where they really want something, but it's like all the energy stops them, like this massive cross purpose within them. And often it can be connected to a past life. So we need to clear that energy. If you've ever heard of people talking about the Akashic Records, which is essentially the idea of Akashic Records is that there's an inventory of every incarnation that you've ever had on planet Earth, right? Like your soul knows every lifetime that you've experienced. So you can go into the Akashic Records and you can pull out information. And this can be really beneficial too in regards to anything that's preventing you from moving forward. So if you are a spiritual leader, there may be energy in your Akashic Records that needs to be cleared so you can step into your full potential as a leader in this incarnation, right? So again, you know, what does it take to choose that? What does it take to go, I'm going to move beyond my fears, beyond my doubts? And even though there might be part of your rational brain, right? Because this was definitely me. You know, I used to work in a bank, for goodness sake. So once upon a time, I would hear something like that and I'd be like, that's a bit far out. You know, that's a bit woo-woo. That's a bit out there. But then when you show up and do a clearing and you're just like, you can feel it in every cell of your body, this sense of liberation and relief and triumph. And it's kind of like, oh my goodness. Because, you know, once you know something, you know it. Nobody can take away the knowing of that experience. And that's why through intuitive coaching work, right, I get to see a lot of miracles. I get to see a lot of things that are beyond the rational mind. And I'm incredibly grateful for that. But it is definitely mind-blowing, right? This is So yeah, if you're a spiritual leader, are you going to choose to live in the zone of miracles? Now, from the book A Course in Miracles, they actually say that miracles are a natural expression of love. A natural expression of love. So if you are not experiencing miracles in your life, then you are out of alignment with love frequency. You know, and as a spiritual leader, you can be the person, right, who's going to choose to live in those love frequencies. You're going to be the person who's going to be choosing to see and experience miracles, you know, and I've seen it happen over and over again. I was talking about this yesterday about how one time when I was in London and I was feeling really kind of overwhelmed, right? And I just said to my intuition, I was like, what's it going to take to just have a little bit of space in this city? And you'll never guess what happened. This is in London. I don't know how many million people live in London. It's got to be over 10 million, right? Maybe 15 or something. Anyway, I was in the tube and I said to myself, what's it going to take to have a little bit of space? Got to the next tube stop. Everybody got out of my carriage. Everybody. So I'm just in the tube by myself. Like if you go to my Instagram handle, which is RebeccaDavison.life, and look up my Instagram, you will see I took a photo of it because I was in the tube by myself in London. I was like, that is unheard of, right? And then a couple of stops later, like because I was in the carriage all by myself, I got off and on the platform, there was nobody. I was just like, whoa, you know, again, that is miraculous energy, right? When you ask a question and you get a direct result like that. This is how we start moving into the space where we can manifest instantly. I've done this before. Just a wee while ago, I said, what's it going to take to get a longer term client? She showed up in 2 days, right? What's it going to take to live in those kind of frequencies and to be able to manifest at that level and to not be afraid of your infinite power? You know, I see this a lot. People can feel their soul bumping up against them and it freaks them out, right? We need support to be facilitated into expanding our energy, so we're letting that energy move through us. You know, your soul is just burning, has a burning desire to express through you. It is pure source energy. It's pure life energy wanting to move through you. Are you prepared to answer that call? Are you prepared to live in a space where you can drop the mask and be your authentic self? Are you prepared to be vulnerable, you know, to share of yourself? You know, the beautiful thing about vulnerability, and Brené Brown talks about this a lot, right? Dr. Brené Brown. As soon as you move into vulnerability, you can transmute shame instantaneously. You know, I remember giving a talk at Wanderlust in Auckland, and it was my very first gig, right? And no really prior speaking training. I'd done a little bit of Toastmasters, but I never got the impulse to actually sit down and write a speech, right? Because you think about it, if you're talking about being powerful and authentic, you're not going to be talking, you know, reading from a script, right? You're going to be trusting yourself to express. So I literally went up behind a tree before the event, and I said to the universe, you know, you've got to help me out here because I haven't prepared anything. Got onto that stage, spoken probably about 300 people, right? It was amazing. About being powerful and authentic, and was very vulnerable, very vulnerable. You know, I shared that that I've been sexually assaulted. I shared that I've lost my license for drinking and driving. I shared that I've definitely had issues with alcohol because I was using it as an emotional crutch, that I used to smoke cigarettes, that I've dabbled in drugs previously. You know, so very much a case of sharing. And again, just being able to say that on the radio, right? Like, who's listening to this? Am I concerned? No, because when you claim your shame, you transmute it. I'm going to say that again. When you claim your shame, you transmute it. Now, if you're a spiritual leader and you're carrying shame, is that stopping you from stepping into your power? You can be damn sure it is, right? But again, when you put it out there, and you claim it and say, yes, I'm owning that I made those mistakes. I'm owning that I had those experiences. I'm owning that they weren't so great, but they're still my experiences. And it's up to me what they mean, right? Am I going to shame myself and make myself wrong and turn myself into a bad, horrible, ugly person? No, I already did that already, right? And I guess what? It wasn't fun. So it's much more pleasurable just to be even in the energy of neutrality about it, to be able to go, that was my experience, that was what happened, but what am I going to make it mean? Nothing, right? For me, it's kind of like I got the message from the universe, right? All those experiences were basically telling me that I was driving a fast car towards a brick wall. Right, I was in the wrong energy. I was out of alignment with my purpose. It was kind of like my soul's way of saying, hey, you're way off base, right? You need to come swing back round over here. You know, all those experiences, I was kind of looking for answers. I was seeking. And again, you know, like I was messing up big time. But also too, I believe that's what makes me a good coach, because I can understand what it feels like to be humiliated, to be shamed, to feel guilty, to know what it is to be in massive grief, right? This is not just about showing up and being like Pollyanna. No, it doesn't work like that, right? To be able to live in super high frequency energy, you are going to have a baptism of fire. You're going to have your own crucible, right? You're going to have your own situation that has caused you a lot of pain, right? Pain is also beautiful. Right, a lot of people put so much judgment on it and they go, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. No, it's just what it is. The more you can bring the energy of acceptance to it and less resistance, the more you're going to be able to transmute it into that space where it just returns to love, right? What does it take to love the fact that, you know, not the expression of it, but love myself in spite of the fact that I was choosing to drink a lot? Right? Why was I choosing to do that? I wasn't choosing to do that because I was being spiteful or mean, except to myself. I was choosing to do that because on some level I was unhappy. I felt trapped and stuck, right? And again, when you understand this, you can have great compassion and empathy for other people who are making the same choices, hurt people hurt people, right? So when you have an understanding of that as a spiritual leader, you can transcend it. You can see energetically what's going on, and you can actually be of benefit to that person. You can say, hey, I actually understand how you're feeling. I've been there. I know how tough it is. But however, here's my hand, and let's get you over the bridge and back into alignment with your true purpose for being on planet Earth. Let's get you back into alignment with the energy of happiness, right? The energy of peace. And that's a good point too, right? Like my happiness, so to speak, is more like calm, right? In a calm, you know, I feel safe. I feel like I trust myself. I feel grounded. I feel relaxed. You know, no matter what happens, it's very rarely that I get spooked, right? Or it's very rarely that somebody says something to me and I'm like gutted, right? When those things happen, I know what to do, right? I know how to shift my energy so I can get back into a high frequency of energy. You know, I know how to pull energy out of my own body that's not mine. I know how to get rid of those vibrations and emotions that are not mine. I know how to stay connected to source energy, and I know how to manifest. And that is my offering. I'm calling out to all those spiritual leaders who are ready to step into that vibration, who are ready to stop kind of being wishy-washy about it. You know, I often say, right, certainty is sexy. If you're running the energy of certainty as an intuitive coach, certainty that you can use your skills and talents and make money out of it, would you be choosing more of it? Right, this is often what happens is people go, oh, you know, I love that. I love being connected to source, or I love being in those energies, but I can't make money at it. You know, it doesn't pay enough. I could never do it for a living. I could never, jump in with both feet and have that lifestyle support me. That is BS. And I'm here to show you, right? I'm here to show you that the more you choose to trust in the universe and trust in faith, the more the universe will open up to you. Excuse me. I said this on a show a couple of weeks ago, actually. It was a quote from Jesus. Excuse me. And what did he say? He said something like, if you allow that which is within you to come forth, it will save you. And if you hold back that which is within you, it will destroy you. So what are you going to choose to do? Are you going to choose to have it come forth and save you? Or are you going to choose to hold back and let it destroy you? I want to work with people who are ready to save themselves, right? To be in that frequency of energy where they know that the kingdom of heaven is within them. And if they go into that place and they have guidance to support themselves, they can actually live a freaking amazing lifestyle. Right? Doing this kind of work is extraordinary. It is a calling. It is an activation. And it is sacred. So if that sounds like you, then I would encourage you to reach out to me by going to rebeccadavison.life and clicking on consult, free consult, and having a chat to me, because I would love to talk to you about getting you to a place where you can use your spiritual gifts to make an amazing impact on the world. In the meantime, again, we're still on the May Music Month, so we're going to listen to Zed and Come On Down.
No, no, when I wait. looking different already. Since I've seen what you're gonna be,
some track there by Zed for New Zealand Music Month. You are tuned in to Plains FM and you're listening to Rebecca Davison, intuitive coach and mentor. And today I am doing a shout out to spiritual leaders to say, please come play with me. Let's step into a vibrational frequency where we're creating massive change on the planet and we're using our intuitive gifts to bring more light to the world and to other people. So if you're a person who's passionate about making a change, about helping other people, about being the person who's prepared to go first, right, then please reach out to me at rebeccadavison.life, L-I-F-E on the end, and arrange your free 30-minute consult, because I'd love to talk to you about the Intuitive Life Academy training program. It's for coaches. So it's for people who are ready to step into massive abundance, to raise their vibration to such a place where they're attracting clients in a way that is profitable, and they're doing it through their energy and being aware of making their relationship with Source their highest priority. So it's really an immersion process, you know. I've had somebody text me and say, you know, can you tell me more about the program? It's really about cultivating so much, right? Daily practices, right? How to immerse yourself in a connection and a relationship with the divine every single day. It's about letting go of blocks. So using energy clearing to help you to step out of limiting beliefs and to help you to identify your own limiting beliefs. Why would you want to do that? So you can help other people do it too. It's about being aware of your divine support team. You know, are you activating and calling on all your helpers in the divine realms? Are you connected? Are you dialed in? Are you using your resources? And I'm going to share a personal story here in regards to that. When I first started doing intuitive development, I didn't really want to talk to like angels or guides or teachers or helpers or ascended masters or even people who had passed over, right? I wanted to talk to God. Right, I wanted to talk to the universe directly. And it was so funny, you know, like until I felt satisfied, I was probably, you know, if I was one of the disciples, I probably would have been Doubtful Thomas. So in that space of like, I wanted to create that direct connection with Source energy. And then after that, it was like I could open up and allow myself to connect in with angels and archangels, etc. You know, and to give you an experience of that, I started working with Archangel Michael and asking Archangel Michael especially to be present in my room when I was asleep. And then I had a feng shui consultant come into my house. I didn't tell her anything about that. And she came out of my room and she was like, oh, do you call on Archangel Michael? I can feel him in your room. So this is, you know, this is the angelic world, right? But also too, like a lot of people listening to this might be like, oh my goodness, that sounds crazy, right? And once upon a time, I probably would have thought the same thing. So the beautiful thing about this journey and this process is I am the world's, or was the world's biggest cynic, right? I was the one who was like, ah, oh, this is made up, you know, and this is, you know, batshit, you know, this is crazy, right? And but it's not, right? You are a limitless being in a body. You are pure soul essence. You are made of stardust, essentially. You're an oscillating field of energy, you know, which is often why I talk about energy, frequency, and vibration. Again, another bona fide genius, Nikola Tesla, right, who predicted that we would have wireless communication, that we would be able to, you know, we would be using cell phones back in the turn of the century. You know, Tesla said, if you want to know the secrets of the universe, you need to talk in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So when I refer to angels and guides, I often just say high frequency energy to satisfy my own inner cynic, probably, and also other people who are in that rational mind of like, you know, if you don't know what an angel feels like, you might know what high frequency energy feels like. It feels expanded and bright and full of light and very good, right? To help people who are more scientifically based to be able to adhere to this. And again, you know, what does it take to kind of let go of all the judgments and preconceived ideas that we have in regards to what that is and just let ourselves communicate with it? You know, let our soul come forth and be seen and heard and to experience the joys that come from that. You know, this coach training program is really for people who want to be in service. So it is an interview process. Everybody who comes into the program will be interviewed. And that's really important too, right? Because for me, it's all about keeping the integrity of the group and knowing that the people who will be in the group will be very supportive of each other. It's a very safe container and it needs to be so because if people are going to allow themselves to be vulnerable and to be honest and to share, then it needs to be a sacred, safe container filled with light and make it easy for people to share whatever is occurring for them. So that is one of the predominant energies that I bring and I monitor consistently when it comes to this coach training process. What other things will we be doing? We will be looking at, you know, how to, like I said, read somebody's energy. We'll be how to get connected, how to shift your own vibration. You know, if you're in a bad mood, how do you get yourself out of it? How can you do that through an intuitive process? You know, how to become solution orientated. One of the beautiful things about intuition, right, is how to find the solution. Because for every problem, there is a spiritual solution. But some of those solutions may feel very easy to find, and some of them might feel really difficult to find. So how do we cultivate faith and trust, when self-trust is so important for any venture? You know, even if you did the program to develop self-trust, you're going to come out a winner. Even if you don't choose to go into being a coach, if you want to learn how to trust yourself and to trust your own instincts. And I know people who do this for all sorts of reasons, whether it's like traders, right? Like share brokers, knowing when to sell and when to buy. Can you use your intuition for that? Absolutely. I know it for other people who, you know, as artists, you know, what creative venture wants to move through me? Asking your intuition that rather than your rational mind, because your intuition is so much more connected to your imagination and your creativity than your rational mind is. So how do you go into that space? It's, you know, it's like the flow state. How do you live in flow? That is what your intuition and intuitive development can show you. So those are kind of the components of the program as well. We look at things like money blocks, right? Let's look at your money blocks and let's blow those money blocks up so you can become more abundant. There's a huge amount of contracted energy usually around three things: love, money, and sex. And the other one I often see is people in their own personal power proposition thinking that they can't create what it is that they want. We start clearing energy around all of those. you know, we start opening you up to your clear senses. You know, is your predominant clear sense the ability to be able to see the future? Is it to be able to feel energy in your body? You know, those are some of the things that we're going to be covering on the program. It is a 6-month program, so it is a process of total immersion, and it is, like I said, by interview only. So I can talk more about it in the coming weeks. I'm actually kind of pretty much out of time for today, but if you'd like to learn more or have a chat with me about it, then you can go to www.rebeccadavison.life, click on free consult and organize your free half hour call where we can have a conversation and see if it's a good fit for you, if you're ready to step into those really expanded energies to be your authentic self, to be a spiritual leader. Then I would love to hear from you, because I want to bring a new level of excellence when it comes to the intuitive arts. That's something that I'm very passionate about, and it's time for that, especially here in Christchurch, New Zealand, because we've had such a huge shake-up in energy, right? We've had so much change that's taken place, and which has been amazing though, because it's brought a whole influx of innovation into our city, and now is the perfect time to really be leveraging that energy and helping us to step into our true authentic selves and bring more consciousness into our day-to-day life and experience. Alrighty, folks. Well, again, I'm sending you many, many blessings. I hope to hear from you soon. Know that my love and light always goes with you, that you're amazing, and thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. Until next time, bye for now.